These days, especially here in the Bay Area at ground zero of the foodie movement, meat is trendy. Many of the people who 10 years ago were militant vegetarians are now making their own salami and subscribing to the indie zine Meat Paper. Michael Pollan, crown prince of California gastrophilosophy, has written at length about his experiences hunting for boar in Sonoma County, and all the hippest chefs are taking butchery lessons, sourcing their beef by the half cow. Meanwhile, my friend Novella has been raising goats and pigs for slaughter on her urban farm in West Oakland. It landed her a book deal. Not only is meat trendy these days, but we as a society seem to have some strange ideas about animals and their place in the world. Sarah Palin runs for vice president, while Michael Vick sits in jail, in part because we like dogs more than we like moose. A close friend of mine has told me that he doesn't feel he should be willing to eat anything he wouldn't be willing to kill personally, and I think that's an awesome sentiment, in theory. I'm also a professional environmentalist and climate change geek, and I can't help but return to the fact that production of the average grain-fed hamburger in this country emits almost 7 pounds of greenhouse gas into the atmosphere, or about the same carbon footprint as a drive across town in an SUV. You're probably assuming I don't eat meat, and you're wrong. I eat it almost every day. I probably don't eat it as much as I would if my fiancé weren't a vegetarian, but that's for logistical reasons rather than ethical ones. So yeah, I'm an omnivore, or perhaps I should say a hippocrivore, eating my hypocrisy for dinner, since I can list any number of reasons why none of us should really be eating this stuff. I can even read them out on public radio and still probably have a carne asada burrito for lunch. I guess when I think about it, my only real ethical compass in this was put best in the immortal words of John Travolta in Pulp Fiction. Bacon tastes good. With a perspective, I'm Kevin Fingerman.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.